Deuteronomy, chapter 23. He who is castrated, or has his penis cut off, will not enter into the assembly of Yahweh. A bastard will not enter into the assembly of Yahweh, even to the tenth generation will none of his enter into the assembly of Yahweh. An Ammonite or a Moabite will not enter into the assembly of Yahweh, even to the tenth generation will none belonging to them enter into the assembly of Yahweh forever. Because they did not meet you with bread and with water in the way, when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse you. Nevertheless Yahweh your God would not listen to Balaam, but Yahweh your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because Yahweh your God loved you. You will not seek their peace nor their prosperity all your days forever. You will not be disgusted by an Edomite, for he is your brother. You will not be disgusted by an Egyptian, because you were a sojourner in his land. The sons of the third generation who are born to them will enter into the assembly of Yahweh. When you go forth and camp against your enemies, then you will keep yourself from every evil thing. If there is among you any man, who is not clean by reason of that which chances him by night, then he will go abroad out of the camp, he will not come inside the camp. But it will be, when evening comes on, he will bathe himself in water, and when the sun is down, he will come inside the camp. You will have a place also outside the camp, where you will go forth abroad. And you will have a stick among your weapons, and it will be, when you sit down abroad, you will dig with it, and will turn back and cover that which comes from you. For Yahweh your God walks in the midst of your camp, to deliver you, and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore will your camp be holy, that he may not see an unclean thing in you, and turn away from you. You will not deliver to his master a slave who escapes from his master to you. He will dwell with you, in the midst of you, in the place which he will choose inside one of your gates, where it pleases him best. You will not oppress him. There will be no lesbian among the daughters of Israel, neither will there be a homosexual among the sons of Israel. You will not bring the wages of a female prostitute, or the wages of a homosexual prostitute, into the house of Yahweh your God for any vow, for even both these are disgusting to Yahweh your God. You will not lend on interest to your brother, interest of silver, interest of victuals, interest of anything that is lent on interest. To a foreigner you may lend on interest, but to your brother you will not lend on interest, that Yahweh your God may bless you in all that you put your hand to, in the land where you go in to possess it. When you will vow a vow to Yahweh your God, you will not be slack to pay it, for Yahweh your God will surely require it of you, and it would be sin in you. But if you will forbear to vow, it will be no sin in you. That which has gone out of your lips you will observe and do, according as you have vowed to Yahweh your God, a freewill offering, which you have promised with your mouth. When you come into your fellow man's vineyard, then you may eat your fill of grapes according to the pleasure of your soul, but you will not put any in your vessel. When you come into your fellow man's standing grain, then you may pluck the ears with your hand, but you will not move a sickle to your fellow man's standing grain.